strangers, and welcome to the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we have five poems for you from the May issues after the break for our crossover with Storyological, which I hope made a nice addition to your playlists. The first up is Cradle the Seed by Robin Eames, read by Strange Horizons Poetry editor Romy Stott, followed by How to Breathe on Venus by Samantha Rieger, I Fight Monsters by Richard Ford Burley, Time to Want by E. Kristen Anderson, and finally, Hot by Cicelyn Smith. And now to the poems.
Cradle the Seed by Robin Eames. Cradle the seed in your hands. Cup the spark. Oh, old gods, please, do not let this brightness gutter. Let me constellate, filled with brilliance in Sangelus. Let me be stars, let me be the last fading heat of sinking sunset, gilt and honeyed. Let me illuminate, let me soften and melt like glowing wax. Let me linger in warm embrace of soft-lipped women, let me live diaphanous. Let the wind fill me, let me rise inexorable, let me burn without burning out eternity ephemeral. Let me blossom and billow like feathered cotton over fields of sunflower yellow jeweled birds in calypsonian half-hearted melody. Let me sink saltwater gentleness inevitable in Stygian tides. Let me form shadows in fog. Let me tinge melancholy in the curl of your mouth. Let me flourish seed of pomegranate, gleaming seed, blush of rosy dawn, tranquility, hush of echo, resonating primordial thief of fire. Let me grow into myself. Let me deepen, let my soul brew sweet fermentation beneath dappled almond and cherry and laurel and brambling tangled aconite and stinging nettle. Oh, old gods, if ever you had hearts, let my heart beat and continue beating. Let me ripen before I wither, please. Let me live before I die.
Robin M. Eames is a disabled and dying queer crip writer, artist, activist living in Sydney, Australia. Their work appears or is upcoming in Glitter Ship, Luna Station Quarterly, Glitter Wolf, Arna, Hermes, and the anthology Broken Worlds. How to Breathe on Venus by Samantha Rieger. It's possible, you know, despite what Carl Sagan said, for life to survive in such an inhospitable place, in such a barren and noxious landscape. The knowledge to do so is kept secret, passed down through maternal lines, mother to daughter, with each successive generation becoming unwilling keepers of ancient techniques. The first trick is to make yourself small, so small that you're not even a shadow of your former self. You see, it's all about surface area ratios, so when temperatures are hot enough to melt lava, the heat will pass right on by without touching you. The next trick is the most vital to remember. When immersed in that sulfuric acid atmosphere, don't try to speak, ever. It will always be the wrong answer, and there's too much carbon dioxide in the air waiting to poison you. Instead, train your vocal cords to forget how to function. Teach them how to forget to form words. In time, they will close of their own accord. Side note, if at first you struggle with this technique, biting your tongue may help. Why would anyone want to live on Venus, you ask? Well, it wasn't always like this. Back before the atmosphere grew thick, it was nice. There were oceans of life-giving water, offering promises of a beautiful future. And if it weren't for all the clouds, I could show you proof of those ancient shorelines, forever etched like scar tissue in the terrain. Endless years of volcanic activity transformed Venus from habitable to hell. But it's not Venus's fault. It's doing the best it can. You'll have to adapt. Oh, one last thing before you go. Years are shorter on Venus, 225 days to Earth's gentle 365. Should you choose to stay, make sure to adjust your life expectancy accordingly. In elementary school, Samantha spent recess reading and writing poems. She's the first in her family to attend college, graduating with a BA in English Literature, and went on to earn an MFA in writing popular fiction from Seton Hill University. She's now a writer in the video game industry. I Fight Monsters by Richard Ford Burley. It howls, the beast black-backed and fanged, his language languishing, vanished, banished back to a growl, and I, the foul thing stinks, stuck, slathered with slime, slick and soaked in it, grappling with grime. The crime? 12 winters' murders, dozens dead, what's another demise? So I, at beck and call, my godfather's all and only hope, I rise, tick-tock to the time, across ocean's roads, past rows of ghosts, of hosts of demons that I've slain, a name I made by trading lives, till monstrous I became, and I arrive alive again to try my luck, my name, to gain more fame and fortune. Apportion me my glory fee, and I will fight for thee. Do I, now holding hard this monster's hand, a man, do I pretend to stand, a man who draws lines in the sand, a man and not a brand, but I, here bone shard and sinew crack, the black beast's fangs full fearing, back to bed in slayer's surf, would run sore shrieking, seeking solace from that sound, but I hold fast, and last I clasp the struggling mass of stink. I think of a time gone by, where buying time was a time to come, and I feel bending turned to rending, and defending turned to ending, and lending turned to spending of a life lived giving all, and howl. Richard is a writer and PhD candidate at Boston College, where he studies remix theory and medieval literature while running the digital culture blog This Week in Tomorrow, thisweekintomorrow.com. He has precisely one cat. Time to Want by E. Kristen Anderson. Quiet. I was getting ready to be that lovely spill of golden light, and I think I understand that life mask, learning how to die, shaken, the usual self to turn back on to living on that queen's apocalyptic moment of combustion, my broken body almost running, cheeks flushed gray, cool, intent. God's voice was a great weariness, and I almost swung by the wrist, in the dusk, hanging hunted, calling for mother. Based in Austin, Texas, E. Kristen Anderson has been published widely in magazines. She's also the author of 8 chapbooks, including A Guide for the Practical Abductee, Fire in the Sky, and Pray, 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 Poems I Wrote to Prince in the Middle of the Night. Kristen is Special Projects Manager for ELJ and a poetry editor at Found Poetry Review. Once upon a time, she worked at The New Yorker. Hot by Cicelyn Smith. The dragon orders an iced caramel mocha, tapping her foot impatiently while she waits in line. After a too long pause, she gives a fake name to the gum-chewing barista. True names are powerful, and they just spell it wrong anyway, and moves down the counter to pay. It's hard to get Wi-Fi in the cave, and she likes to keep up with the news, with her friends, with some of her enemies, with the latest season of her favorite show. But first, she has to get out of this line. This should not be so hard. She wants to do all these things. Tip over the register and stuff tempting coins into her purse. Suffuse the cramped room with fire, filling it with heat and light. Stomp flat the man arguing about the price of his skinny grande latte with the frustrated kid working for minimum wage. Roar and roar some more and stretch out of this thin skin to show herself as she really is, scaly and intimidating and gloriously large. Instead, she practices her breathing. Maintains the social construct, war thin though it may be, tips generously, and finally retreats to a seat in the corner where she can see more without being seen. There are too many would-be heroes, too many knights errant eager to err against her. She tells herself it isn't worth the trouble for a double fistful of dirty coins, a soot stain on her favorite purse of holding, and the loss of the best free hot spot in town. Still, she casts a dweamer, just the tiniest of tiny spells on the ungrateful jerk who left no gratuity, despite his free upgrade from the manager. Just a little something so that later tonight, while the drink sloshes in his belly, he'll dream of dragon fire and no fear, even if he won't know why. Satisfied, the dragon turns to her email, frowning at forum notifications and great deals on bulk-bought meat. She is fiercely determined to be at inbox zero by closing time. Cicelyn Smith likes playing pretend, playing games, and playing with words. She calls Madison, Wisconsin home. She has been known to crochet tentacles, write stories and poems at odd hours, and gallivant. Her work has appeared in The Best of Electric Velocipede, Cthulhu Haiku 2, Starline, Remixed Magazine, and Flash Fiction Online. And this has been our month of May 2017. We hope you like what you heard, and we love reading your comments on the page. While you're there, be sure to check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Jamie Walls, the first of the week's reviews, and more. And of course, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization, and we depend on the support of our readers and listeners. So when you have a minute, take a look at the donate link at the top of the page. And until the end of June, at least, stay strange.